It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and Courtney Palmer's on the line. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing as well as I can.
And nobody's asking you to do any better than that. Let me just tell you.
That's exactly right.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we are looking forward to hosting another stroke and vascular screen here at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital.
Okay.
Next month. So November is going to be here right around the corner. So November 13th
okay.
is when they're coming back to see us.
And that's November starts next week. So that will be, that's there. So give us the pertinent information about the vascular screen.
Sure. So we team up with Unity Point Health out of Fort Dodge. To offer a variety of screenings here. They are all self-pay. Nothing is submitted to Medicare or private insurance. And they offer them at a fraction of the cost for patients that are interested in just getting some screenings done on their own. They don't require a doctor order.
Okay.
So the stroke screen is for anybody that might be at a risk for a stroke. So if you have a family history of strokes, if you have high blood pressure, tobacco use, heart disease, obesity, high cholesterol, heavy use of alcohol, or a lack of physical activity, that would put you at risk for a stroke. And so for $35, they will do a risk factor questionnaire. They will check the blood pressure and your pulse. They'll do a non-fasting cholesterol determination, an EKG, and an ultrasound of the carotid arteries. And then they'll also be doing AAAs or abdominal aortic aneurysm screenings for anybody that is at risk for developing a AAA. The greatest risk factor for that is family history. And then all of the other risk factors that I noted with the stroke screening. So that's another $35 test, and they will do a few different things for that. Then we have the peripheral vascular disease screen, and that's anybody who, you know, individuals who are diabetic, if they have cardiovascular disease, tobacco use, or if you are having difficulty walking and leg pain, that's another $35 screen. And then they also include an osteoporosis screen for $25 if you're interested and willing to learn if you're at risk for developing osteoporosis. So you are able to choose any one of those four tests and pay for them individually, or you can get all four for $115. They'll collect payment that day, and what happens then is your test results will go to Dr. Willerth at Unity Point Clinic. He's a vascular surgeon, and then he reviews the screenings and then sends you recommendations for follow-up care. All of those results are sent directly to the patient, so it doesn't go into your medical record unless you choose to share that with your primary care physician. And I think it's just, we've had such a good response from the community, people taking advantage and seeing the advantage of the screenings here. And so, you know, if you are interested in doing that, go ahead and give them a call before they get filled up. You're going to call Trinity Healthy Living, and the phone number directly there is 515-574-6350.
And I can tell you this much, for starters, $115 to get all these screens done to see, kind of get you almost a blueprint of what your health looks like is super important and really a great price when it comes right down to it.
It's incredibly affordable.
Oh, yeah.
They make it as easy as possible for you. When you come, you don't have to register downstairs. You're just going to come right up the elevator to our second floor wellness hub. They'll get you signed in. They'll take you back. It's a really quick, easy, painless process, and you really get a lot of really great information. So I encourage everybody to take advantage of these professionals coming. They come twice a year, so if you do miss the one in May, we have another one in November, and they do fill up quickly.
And I can also vouch for Dr. Willerth. I'm going to be seeing him on Friday. He's a great doctor as well, so he's a good guy.
Excellent.
Yep, very good guy.
He's excellent.
Yep, so there you go. Anything else we needed to let anybody know about, Courtney?
I don't think so. That's all I have for today. I think that's enough for one day, right?
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Courtney Palmer from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you. Have a great day.